Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
damn it, we getting started, but I got some shit to do. Shit, I thought I was going to have my door open, but I hear some fucking kids out there already. Shit. They're going to be causing me problems, I'm pretty sure. But I'm going to leave it open a little while longer, just in case I don't have a problem. But I may as well get started. I'll be being up. You know I be being up. Shit be going on in my life. I can't shut down. I just can't. I just want a lot. I want a lot in my life. But what I really want is to be seen or perceived as being real. That's what I really want. Above all, I don't particularly care if you like me or none of that. I just want to be seen as being a real motherfucker. And since I want to be real, you know, everybody want to compare shit, compare what I think to what they think to what someone else think. And I done had a couple of comments on my negative comments about the cup. And the canes and all that goddamn shit. I know, you know, I do speak badly about that cup thing, but honestly, I know a lot of pimps. I'm talking about a lot of real pimps who carry cups, have a cane and all that shit. And them motherfuckers are real. So when I say, you know, the negative shit, you got to understand, put it in perspective. Because I'm not sure where, you know, the idea came that this was stupid or pimping. I don't know where that came from. But who is to say which one of them motherfuckers are real? Which one of them motherfuckers are not pimps? You know, simply because, you know, one of our brothers, you know, in the game, choose to exploit things that you or I will not, choose to exploit. That doesn't eliminate that motherfucker from being a monster. That doesn't eliminate him from being a true to the game pimp. So what I'm trying to say is, even if you was a regular guy and you didn't do the things the way, let's say I'm a regular guy and the way I do it, I can't judge you as not shit unless what you're doing ain't shit. My point is, there is room for us all. There's room for every single one of us to grow. 678, what's happening, brother?
Yo, it's crazy. I got something to say on that, you know. Well, I got two things. But before I get to that, I do want to say this. I called in last week, and I told you about my situation. You telling me to get out, you know, get out the house with, you know, with my ex. Even though we still living together, you say, even if you got to live back with your mom, my old mom Dukes, you know, just get out the situation. So just recently, she came to me, and she was like, you know, we still not together, but she basically is still acting like she my girl. You know what I mean? Like, she still, you know, cook for me and do all that, but we not together, though. You know, she still, like, kiss on me, tell me she love me, and still want me to do all the, you know, man duties, you know, putting, you know, antifreeze in her car and, you know, hanging up little doors and at her job and little
bro,
shit like that. I'm still doing little favors. So the question is, by me doing all that, is that real or?
No, that shit ain't real. You know why it ain't real? Because you already know the bitch ain't trying to fuck with you. But you accepting all the shit. So what I'm saying is she expecting some shit, ain't she?
All right, say that again.
I'm saying, man, you sitting up there accepting all this rubbing on you, kissing on you, cooking for you, and all that goddamn shit. But she sure say, or make you know y'all ain't together. Now, that means that she can have your motherfucking ass hooked because you going for the shit, but she can do whatever the fuck she doing. And then when you catch her, she going to say, well, we ain't together, so who's being a sucker?
That is some sucker shit.
I'm trying to tell you, man, you ain't supposed to be fucking with her. If you fuck with her in any kind of way, you going with it on her terms, and she playing you, period. And if she ain't playing you, she got the potential to play you, then why the fuck do you want to be in that kind of relationship?
Exactly.
No, exactly ain't the goddamn answer. What is your reason for wanting to be in that kind of fucking relationship?
It ain't no reason, bro. I guess I'm letting that pussy power that. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to go out with that. But then again, I'm playing slave to that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm not worried about getting no more pussy, bro. I'm not worried about getting another woman. You lying.
Because if you wasn't worried about getting another woman, you'd have quit that bitch and went and got you another motherfucking bitch. Period. You wouldn't be sitting up here asking no goddamn questions about some fucking bitch that has already told you y'all ain't together. But you gonna be a goddamn fool and let her touch your face, let her cook your goddamn food, all this motherfucking shit, so she can say she doing shit for you. And what's she doing? She playing you, motherfucker. That's what's going on. I can't help it, man. I'm a Mack truck. I ain't got no motherfucking lights. I only drive at night, and I never drive when stars and the moon is out. So I can't see. Get in my motherfucking way if you want to. I'm going to run your goddamn ass over with the truth. I ain't trying to have no nigga on here going for that stupid shit. Listen, don't you think now that you're looking back that shit you doing is stupid?
Yeah, bro, that shit is stupid. That shit's stupid as fuck. That shit
dumb
as hell.
Hey, listen, you really see that or are you just saying that?
No, I really do see that. But it's like, I guess, okay, all right, this is my truth right here. One reason why I'm dealing with it is because we was together for a minute. And
who
a lot of things
fuck?
I've done. Right,
who
right,
cares?
Right. Exactly. Okay.
Why are you doing what you're doing now? All you're doing is trying to make yourself seem legitimate in the bullshit you're thinking. You don't got to do all that. If you want to think you legitimate in what you're thinking, just think it. I don't want to hear the bullshit. You talking bullshit and you know it. You can't even open your mouth and talk without and all that bullshit because you ain't saying the truth.
Mm,
man,
okay.
I'm a scientist, man, and my science is conversation. And I can hear in your voice you ain't doing nothing but lying to your goddamn self and you want me to co-sign it. I ain't co-signing none of your bullshit. You feel me, bro?
I feel you.
So quit faking, man. Talk about what's up. Let's be real. See if we can come to some kind of conclusion. You said, this is my real story. Why do you start out with your real story? You admitting that you started out bullshitting. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it now.
Well, I'm saying I heard it way when you did it. That's why I've been talking to you like I am. My thing is you motherfuckers will tell yourselves anything to not accept the truth. If 1,000 pounds feel like 1,000 pounds when it fall on your ass, why would you want to make yourself think it might feel like 200 pounds? This gold feel like 1,000 when it fall on you. You can make yourself believe whatever the fuck you want to believe by telling yourself some stupid asinine bullshit about what you're doing. You like the bitch still kissing on you. You like the bitch still treating you like, you know, this person, which in reality, if she was doing that from Jump Street, y'all wouldn't have had no problem. Tell me that ain't true.
That's true.
So what I'm saying, man, what the fuck is she doing it for now?
I don't know. That's the thing I'm confused about.
No,
I don't know why she went.
Bro, quit being stupid, man. There's no confusion. If you want to know the exact reason she's doing it, okay, I can see you being confused. But you don't need to know the exact reason. She's full of shit. That's the reason. Why the fuck you gonna go for that bullshit? Bro, the only reason you don't see what I'm saying is because you ain't put it to the test. Now, why don't you do that? Look, bitch, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, blah, blah, blah. You can't, she want to go somewhere. And you say, no, you can't go. I don't want you to go. See what that bitch say then. You ain't my man. Whatever she gonna say. And your motherfucking ass gonna have to go for it because you've been sitting there accepting it. How you gonna not go for it? Is that sucker shit or what, bro?
Yeah, that's sucker shit.
So what you gonna do?
Put it to the test.
When?
Whenever I got a day off because I'm working like a motherfucker. But
hey,
I'm letting her know.
You said, hey, I already told you. I mean, not you, but I tell everybody, your first thought is the right thought. And you said tonight, but then you want to change it. Oh, wait, whenever I get up. Oh, when I have time. Oh, when it's convenient. Oh, when she ain't on her period. Oh, you got all kind of shit to say, man. Who gives a fuck about that shit? You said the right shit from Jump Street tonight. And don't give a fuck. Make the shit the situation that calls for you to stand up. Otherwise, you ain't gonna stand up, and you gonna be standing up when the bitch give you permission, which is what you're doing now. Come on, man, you fucking a bitch still? So what I'm saying is, boy, you so stupid, it's pathetic, man. Why you think you fucking a bitch, but she cheats in your face that y'all ain't together? Do you pay the bills? Silence.
Okay.
What's up with that? What's up with that, man? Do you pay the bills?
Oh, I didn't hear that last part, but yeah, I do pay bills. I pay.
I didn't, hey, bro. I didn't ask you what you answering. I didn't ask you, do you pay bills? I asked you, do you pay the bills?
Yes, I pay the bills. Now all
I know
the bills.
You do. Hold up. I know you do. That's why she giving you pussy. But she giving several other niggas the pussy too. Why? Because she ain't your bitch. But you certainly a nigga. And you certainly ain't running out there getting as many motherfucking bitches as you got action at. Why? Because this bitch cooking for you, doing this for you, giving you some pussy, but at the same time, you might be getting second. Why? Because you accept you ain't her man. But of course, you'll think, oh, she's not, you know, out there giving other motherfuckers pussy, sucking dicks and shit. Because, you know, she's still cooking for me. The bitch might be a cook. Hey, I'm not saying she is, bro. I'm just saying, what kind of fucking shit are you setting yourself up for, man? Pure bullshit. Like I told you the last time we talked, get the fuck away from that bitch. Period. She gonna kill you, man. You ain't gonna never catch another bitch after her. It's like, I'm gonna use this, but I ain't necessarily saying it's true. But I heard, you know, bitches will make you spaghetti and put their period juice in it. And if your motherfucking ass eat that shit, you'll be fucked up. That could be some bullshit, some kind of saying. But it's based in the fact that if you let a bitch, she gonna poison you. And she gonna fucking have you fucked up for any other future bitch. And that's what your bitch doing. And you fall and pray to it. Hold on, 817, what's up, brother?
Yeah, so I saw your video, I think it was yesterday, and it said that your course is 850. How long is that offer standing?
Well, look, brother, my course, a new semester is starting. excuse me. April 1st. So what
right.
The particular deal that I'm offering now lasts or is for this new semester. Now, the semester is only 3 months, so I'm not going to be offering a deal long. I might be offering a deal 1 or 2 weeks. And then, you know, next semester I might offer something else. I might say you get to fucking enroll in the school and I'll give you all the tools. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to say, man, so the shit changes. But, you know, the 850 is jumping off now. If you need, you know, a payment plan, we can work that out. But if you're considering doing what you're thinking as far as SWU, man, do it for the 1st of April so that we can get this shit done. I mean, I want money, don't get me wrong. And if you don't pay after we make the deal, all I got to do is stop serving you. So I ain't gonna get fucked. I don't worry about getting fucked. I worry about you having the ability to get in SWU. So if you want to do it and we can talk about some kind of plan, hit me on my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, and we'll work it out, man.
Okay, and let's just say I pay today. Do I get access to all the course material today, or do I have to wait?
Let's say you paid today. I'm going to send you the introduction letter. I'm going to send you the full course. I'm going to send you exactly what we be going to be doing, but you're not going to be able to enter the group until the first.
Right. Okay. Okay. Do I cash out the money, or is it? Do you have something on
cash
your website?
You can cash out to it's going on that strolling across the screen on that StreamYard, or you can go to PayPal. Go to PayPal.com, and you go to PayPal. Of course, all you got to do is select the send money tab. When that come up, you send the money to my email, and my email get it. And when I get that from PayPal, I fucking send you your shit.
I'm definitely gonna get in the course. I'm gonna email you to discuss further the payment plan. So the $850 is the whole SWU, or is it just
the $850 is for the course? It's for the course and tuition to SWU. It's usually $1,350. It's going up to $1,750, but it's right now. Regularly
$1,350,
but I knocked off $500.
Cool, yeah, I'll email you. Appreciate it.
All right, brother, for sure. 678, you got anything else?
Yeah, I'm on.
Do you have anything else? Any more questions or whatever?
I mean, I do, man, but you can continue with the show, man. I'll click back in.
Listen. Unless you don't know what the fuck you want to ask, fine. But if you know what you want to ask, ask it. Let's kick it. We talking.
All right, so basically, all right, so yeah, I know right now I'm doing some suck-ass shit. But for me to be going through what I'm doing and doing some dumb-ass shit, it's really some dumb-ass shit. I'm falling victim to... like you said, the stage is doing. And I'm not going by.
Bro, what do you want to talk about? What is your question? I don't need to hear your background. You guys don't understand. You're not the only one that's like you are. Everybody I talk to is like you are. They got different ways to say it, but they saying the same shit. They full of shit. They weak. They've been knowing they weak for a long time, but they want to know how to come out of it. So come on.
Okay, that's it.
What the fuck
do you want to ask? That's it. So how do I not suffer what I'm like? How for me not to be like that? Like, how not to follow?
Bro. I don't need an explanation. Ask your question and shut the fuck up. Because what I'm saying is, how do I get out of that? The same way you learned how to walk. Do you remember what you did to learn how to walk?
Yeah.
No. But can you imagine what you did? Can you imagine what you did to learn how to walk?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I can imagine what I did to learn how to walk.
Okay, what did you do? Get your baby ass up, fall down, maybe scrape your knee, got up again, took a step, balanced yourself, couldn't keep going, did that until you was able to walk. You didn't need no motherfucker to tell you to walk. Of course, your mom and daddy got your hand encouraging you. But no one said, hey, man, you got to get up and you got to put this foot in front of that. No one told you what to do. Just like ain't nobody going to tell you how to quit being a motherfucking sucker. What's going to happen is you're going to learn how to be a real motherfucker by starting at the beginning and not wanting to get the full answer to all the questions on the test before you take the test. Because that's what kind of brother you are. You want all the goddamn answers before you take the test. You don't even have the answers at that point. Even if a nigga gave you every single answer on the test, you still wouldn't have the answers. Why? Because you wouldn't know how to apply none of that shit to your goddamn life. The only time you have the answer is when you can apply it to your life. I'm being real with you, bro. Hold on. I got another call at 718. What's happening?
Yep. my scenario, man, is this. I got married. I used to be out there in the streets, and what I did was when I got married, I actually tried to change myself from what I used to do as far as the thinking and my approach to life.
Wait, stop right there. Stop. You know I was a pimp. Wait, you know I was a pimp, nigga, right?
Yeah, yes, I do, man.
Okay, so you know I got married too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I was married 15 years. So what I'm saying is that bullshit you're talking is bullshit. And the reason you can't do it is because you're talking that bullshit. Who in the fuck needs to know any of it? If you was in the street like I was and you decided to get married, then you ain't in the streets no more, so you ain't got no business thinking about that goddamn shit. But, of course, you motherfuckers today can do it all. That's why you don't be doing shit. You too motherfucking weak to make a decision. Did you want to be married or did you want to still be in the streets? Because you trying to do both. What is that? Straddling the fence. How you going to win? Your nuts is exposed, man. When you straddle the fence, your fucking legs is open and your nuts is the only thing saving you. Come on, man. What's up with you?
Hey, man, I caught myself trying to, attempting to go another way, but of course, man, like you said, man, I fucked myself. Listen to this.
I call myself quitting the game, and I call myself getting married. The first time I did it lasted like 4 months. But the third time I did it lasted 15 years. Why? Because I really wanted to change whatever the fuck I was changing from. At first, when I just thought I should be married because I'm a square now, I wasn't trying to change shit. So it wasn't going to work. My point is all that bullshit you're talking is still bullshit because all you got to do is change if that's what the fuck you want to do. And if you ain't going to really accept that's what you want to do, you're going to be having your feet in both pools, straddling the goddamn fence, exposing your nuts. So as soon as you slip, you're going to be fucked up.
Enough said, man. I appreciate it, and thanks.
This is why you motherfuckers fuck with me, whether you know it or not. I ain't candy coating shit. I'm finna make your ass accept what you think. That's what I do. I don't care if you accept what I think. But what you guys don't understand is you need to accept what you think. And once you can do that, you can start arranging your thoughts. But until you accept what you think, you ain't going to be able to arrange what the fuck you thinking about. 678, you got anything else?
Yeah, man. So what causes for men to, quote, unquote, do sucker shit? Like, as for my case, you know.
Fear. Fear plus lack of knowledge. Now, the way I'm going to show you whether or not you a scary-ass motherfucker or not, I said it's fear or lack of knowledge. Before you made this call, there's certain things you didn't know, right?
Correct.
Now that you've made this call, there's certain things you do know, right?
Correct.
So now you no longer have a lack of knowledge, correct?
Correct.
So then, here's where the test comes. What the fuck you gonna do?
I'm gonna use my knowledge.
You know what you should do. We didn't talk about it.
Right.
How are you gonna do it? Don't answer me. You ain't got to answer the question. Because all you got to do is do it. And when you do and call back, you'll be talking about something totally different. Because when a motherfucker do the right shit, the right shit gonna happen. Even if it's lose the bitch, even if it's get the bitch, whatever it is, it's happening. You gotta be ready for it. I'm ready for any motherfucking fight. I don't give a fuck. It ain't got to be what I think. But I know what's going to happen is going to be some variation of what I think. I know that. Every single thing in my life with whoever I'm fucking with, I know what the fuck is going to happen. Because I don't just talk. I don't be just shooting the shit with people. I plant seeds, long-range seeds, seeds that's going to be grown in 30 seconds. I mean, I plant seeds, and as long as I can see them motherfuckers growing, I know I'm on top of it. You guys got to forgive me, man. You know I'm near Nellis Airfield, and I got my door open because it's so fucking hot, and I don't want to run my air conditioner, but I might have to. But what I'm saying, you guys need to really understand what we doing. We doing some really big shit because I'm getting you to understand who you are. I'm not trying to get you to understand me. I need you, want you to understand me. But the most important thing is for you to accept you. Which, if you notice, everything I ask, what do you think? Why did you do it? Blah, blah, blah. Because who gives a fuck about the goddamn bitch? You don't fuck about no damn bitch. The reason I don't give a fuck about no bitch, because I'm going to meet so many of them motherfuckers. Shit. What I'm... Excuse me. Let me... You guys know me. When I get to kicking shit out, I get to eat like D-cups. Me, you, nobody can downgrade a real pimp. Because perpetrators have taken one of a pimp's flash items, otherwise, let's say jewelry. Perpetrators have taken this jewelry thing, copied it, and destroyed it. How? Their jewelry is fake. No pimp wore fake jewelry. Their jewelry is fake. And the reason a pimp didn't wear it, because he ain't fake. So he ain't wearing no fake shit. Only a fake motherfucker can wear some fake shit and think they steal the shit. 402, I saw you just come up. What's happening?
That's how it was to me.
402, what's going on? You got a question? Some people come on and they just be scared. But I'm saying, if you're fake and you're wearing some fake shit, everything is real to you. Man. What I'm saying, fellas, is they take the flash and they copy it. Then they destroy it. Otherwise, I remember the lady, she's called the glass lady. She was making the cups. When she started doing that, she was making cups for real pimps that felt they needed a jeweled cup. And, you know, when they drink, they probably got this cup with them and they go drink out of it. Or, I don't just see them carrying it. I don't really know because I didn't carry that shit. But the cape, the chain, that's all representing being into what you talking about and what you trying to represent. So if it's about the cup to be jeweled cup or the cape because you some kind of whatever you feel you are, in the cane because you need that. It only mattered if you was really pimping. And the motherfuckers that had that shit or was thinking that shit at the time was really pimping. They were really pimping. Then the internet and all these fake motherfuckers, all these fake-ass motherfuckers come on the goddamn scene with the cup, with the cane, and the cape. Now, me, I'm just going to use me. I ain't going to, you know, say everybody. So what I'm saying is I can see and hear what they saying. This punk motherfucker, I'm just saying for me, the cup, the cape, the cane became negative. And when I seen it, I said negative shit about it. Because 9 out of 10 times the motherfuckers that had the shit wasn't shit. But there are motherfuckers qualified. Pimping wise, to have that cape, the cane, the whole image, because he's a motherfucker. You a motherfucker, you can do the fuck you want to do. Fuck what somebody think. Fellas, I'm giving you some real shit right now. So my point, I ain't angry at the glass lady. You know, she made that shit for whoever wanted to buy it because she's in business. And it's not up to her to establish whether or not the person that's buying the shit is really up to par. So I can't be mad at her. And I'm not. But that's what happens when something that's been secret, something that has power in the group of people that sees it. When that secret is let out, this is what happens. You get motherfuckers exploiting it till it's a joke. Because now that's what people, comedians say as a joke. You know, like with the cane, like they, at one time back in the 80s, they were saying, you know, Huggy Bear was the joke. Big heels, all that shit. A cane has been in the motherfucking game forever almost. Think of this. I'm a pimp nigga. And I get in an accident and my legs get fucked up. Now I gotta walk with a cane. Do you think I'm gonna walk with a motherfucking cane that some motherfucking broke ass motherfucker? I'm gonna get a cane. If I don't get that cane made, whatever cane I get, I'm going to get it bejeweled. It's going to be my cane because I got to use it for the rest of my motherfucking life. And I ain't going to stop being a motherfucker, so this cane got to be a motherfucker. That's where the jewels came from. Real motherfuckers, get his leg fucked up, have to use the cane, and he make it him. So you motherfuckers, you just fuck it over. Because once he started walking with that cane, he ain't changed the way he is as a man. Representing. I don't know about the cane. But I don't really know about the cup. But I do know pimps used to put jewels in their canes. And they used to floss with their motherfuckers. I never did it. And when I saw it, you know, I'm going to be real, I didn't really agree with it. You know, based on it perpetuated the public's clown thoughts about pimps. You know, I never dreamed it'd become a fucking dividing point. But when you get suckers fucking with your shit, and you still have representative niggas fucking with the shit. See, that's where the separation comes. Because you got to separate yourself from the suckers. Let me say this. Excuse me. If you know a pimp that have a cup, or a real motherfucker that, you know, whatever, don't automatically perceive him as a sucker. He may very well feel that fucking cup is a part of his attire. No different than a watch or a ring. You know, judge any man on his character, his honesty, and his wherewithal to stay within the course of this game that has been laid in front of you. This is what you judge people. Let his pimping be judged based on what we know pimps do. Sure, you guys heard us say we were the baddest or the best in the field we in. But what you don't realize is we didn't fight or kill each other to see who really was the baddest. That's not going to show who's the baddest. It's going to show who killed somebody. We didn't go out and look for some motherfucker to kill him because he said he badder. What we did, we motherfucking fronted him off on the track. Or in things we did, moves we made, keeping our name, you know, in the mix. Fuck that other bullshit. You know, the only thing we did as far as confronting was to embarrass this motherfucking ass with the fly shit we just did. We wanted to shut him down. We didn't want to kill him. If he did, he can't suffer the consequences of being shut down. You know, that shit gives a game a black eye, you know, and it's just disgusting to me the way motherfuckers act today. The country is responding to problems in our communities, and they're putting all that street shit together. They're making the ghetto dope or prostitution. So what I'm saying is, they say now pimps are no better than sex traffickers. You young motherfuckers today are tripping. You know, you need to understand the law didn't start in 2013. They didn't start giving niggas the bitch in 2013 like you fools think. You could get life if you was caught in the wrong state with more than one white woman in your car. Crossing the state lines with hoes in your car. More than one hoe testifying on you. I mean, all of that shit could get you life. We all pimp past that shit. This is exactly what I'm talking about when I say ignore everybody. Thinking that bullshit make you motherfuckers accept anything. Get out of the game if you can't stand it. But if you're going to stay in the game, you got to keep it strong and firm. Not because of what you're doing, but because you're doing what everybody else is doing. Because when you break the pattern and you start another trend, you didn't fuck the game up. Niggas go to the pen and any slick shit. So whatever you're doing that ain't working, before you start doing it, you got to accept whether or not you would go to the pen to do it. I was out there, but I sure didn't go to the pen, and I never accepted that I'd go to the pen, but I did accept that going to the pen was in what I was doing. I just didn't go, so you know it's possible not to go. I ain't the only motherfucker that didn't go. You know, since you motherfuckers like statistics, only 1% of the motherfuckers in the game go to the pen for pimp-related shit. The rest go for bullshit that happens when they miss pimp. In the 70s and 80s, the massage parlors, you know, they was a shit for some hoes. And in the 80s and 90s, making your phone in the book became the shit for some hoes. But there was punk bitches if they just used that shit. See, those hoes would ride by foot stompers and brag about not having to be on the streets. And some of the street hoes, you know, started trying to get out of it, escape the rigors. But see, what I'm saying is they would have to go home and tell that nigga some kind of bullshit. And that nigga would have to motherfucker say, okay, baby, you can do that. And they would. Man, we didn't do shit. Bitch, please. Take your ass out there and cry to the motherfucking hoes for the police. Don't come in here crying to me. I ain't trying to hear it. And what I'm saying, we wasn't going to let them bitches get lazy like that shit did. The lazy hoes, they ride by bragging about not being on the streets. And some of them motherfucking hoes would bring them, man, that bitch ain't got to be on the street with the bitch. You better go get with her, man. Because my motherfucking ass had the hoes on the street. Now, my thing, what I'm saying, no telling what you motherfuckers would do today. And those call girls and all those bullshit massage parlor bitches, they got shunned by real bitches. I'm just saying this, stand up and make these fucked up bitches meet some standards. Instead of being rubber, because that's what you are. You be bending and twisting and doing whatever you can just to have this bitch paying you bare minimum. So, you wouldn't have that many problems if you would stop doing that shit. You know, it's the same chance you take when you send your home, be it by internet, be it by the book, be it by the track, whatever you send her, the bitch get cracked, it's the same. You motherfuckers never think of this, but there is a rich motherfucker just waiting to find a hoe to take care of. All of you niggas are lucky, because if that happens, you would have one MIA, missing in action. None of you motherfuckers stand on the principle of this, you know, of having the bitch instead of her having you. So you believe in the game, you say. But I'll tell you something, I'm figuring out and maybe it's going to help you. If you in the game and you depend on getting information from people you interact with on the internet, even if that information is good, it's not going to help you. And let me explain why. It's not going to help you because when something happens to you in the game, it's for a reason. And yes, the reason is so you can learn something you didn't know prior to having this problem. And if you're in Indiana, let's say, and you post your dilemma on wherever, social media, you may get several responses, but you won't get the game meant for you to get because you didn't stay down in the streets to get it. Getting it from the internet, there's no different than thinking you're going to get it from a book. In both instances, you need to read the info. And all you're doing is reading. Rote, R-O-T-E, learning. Game is designed to be had by those motherfuckers who go through the changes of what it takes to get it. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, not to cut you off, but so.
You know what, man? Before you go on, I had forgot I still had you open, man. You've been on there a long time. What you got to say, brother?
Oh, yeah. So, two questions. My first question is, does The American Pimp, the book, part one and two, does that have bits and parts of your course in it?
No. But, motherfucker, hit me on my askrosebud@gmail.com. Make sure you put the first 6 digits of your phone number so I can get you that shit so you can read it. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
So hit me.
All right.
Make sure you do it. If you don't hit me today, I ain't giving it to you. Because you know, I tell people, they hit me 3-4 days later, come on out. Man, I don't remember that shit. Fuck you. If you don't hit me today, I ain't doing it. All right.
Exactly, but my second question is.
Go ahead, your second question.
All right. So can somebody consider being a sucker? Can he turn himself into being a pimp or a player, or is that already burned for him doing sucker shit?
Man, listen to this. Here's a motherfucker when he was a kid. Couldn't catch a goddamn ball. I'm talking about you, even if you just barely hit it to him, the motherfucker can't catch it. But then when he got to be 14, something changed. And the motherfucker started being able to learn to play baseball. And by the time he was 16, he was a badass motherfucking ball player. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, it did.
What's the answer?
The answer is just because you can't catch the ball right now don't mean you can't learn how to catch and be one of the best ball players that's ever seen. So just because you don't have the skill now don't mean you can't obtain the skill and be a bad motherfucker.
So now that you got that answer, apply it to your question and let's kick it. So what did you get out of it?
Even though I'm on some sucker shit, that don't mean I'm a sucker because all I have to do is learn and fix what's causing me to be a sucker so I won't be that. And then,
Bro, don't you think you didn't got sharp on this fucking call? I think you think that because I forgot you was holding on. You've been holding on a long time, man. You got to be getting something out this call, man, and I want to know if I'm right or wrong.
You right. You right, man. I needed to hear what you said.
Wait. I mean, you're getting something important to what you was actually asking about, right?
Right.
Man, make sure you hit me, man. You know, we got to kick it, man. You know, you need – it's a lot of shit. It ain't necessarily – that you need it because you fucked up. Some people just don't know. And I think you one of them motherfuckers that just don't fucking know. And when you learn it, you kind of science on it before you accept it. And when you science on it, 9 out of 10 times you do accept it because you don't science on shit that ain't worth, you know, really thinking about. Science mean, you know, really thinking about, you know, breaking it down, blah, blah, blah. And what I'm saying is I see that, or at least I feel that. I'm right about you, ain't I?
Yeah, that's real.
So look, man, fuck with me, man. You don't know what you will learn. There's things that you just don't fucking know. And, of course, I'm not going to just spit it over these airwaves. Everybody will get it. This shit is learned at Sidewalk University. I got motherfuckers like you, successful businessmen. I mean, they're not millionaires or nothing like that. But they got a successful business making hella money. But they didn't know themselves. They knew their product. And they can sell it and push it. But they weren't living the life that they wanted. Because it was something missing. You one of them brothers, man. How old are you, man? You 28?
26.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You got to fuck with me, man. I'm telling you. Why I said 28, you sound a little bit more mature than a 24, 26-year-old motherfucker. but you don't really sound like you snapped over or crossed over to that 30-year-old mentality. This ain't bad. Don't get me wrong. And don't hear what I'm saying. It's negative. I'm just saying this is how I science on people when I'm listening to them. So I be listening to everything. This motherfucker is X amount of years old. And then he went to through this, that, and the other. He think, I'm thinking all this shit while we talking. Because that's what makes me able to analyze and answer your question correctly. Because I'm listening to a whole bunch more than what the fuck you're saying. And I want all you guys to understand, this is how you deal with conversation. All right, bro. I'm going to leave you on. If you get anything else, man, kick it, man. Just interrupt me. But I got a lot more. Because, see, you motherfuckers today, you want to take shortcuts. Because the internet is right now. How do you spell whatever? Right now, come up. Well, if I was going over here and I took this term, where would I go? Right now, the answer. You ain't got to wait for shit. If you do got to wait, it's a second. So, it's hard for you motherfuckers to accept that there is no shortcuts. Even though your life has been built or based on taking shortcuts, you have to realize there is no shortcuts. A young man today, or the young men today, they're really haters, most of them. They're haters of the game. I'm saying I was accused of being a hater because I never would give those young dudes that got this false bullshit credit. So they say, you're just jealous. You know, you're just an old dude and don't want to get old and, you know, hate the young or whatever. They say that shit. But what I'm saying is I remember when, you know, I was in the streets and the nigga we knew came up on the business and he left the game. Now, this business could be whatever it is. But if that business was somehow related to the entertainment business, like a club or a restaurant, oh, we supported him and that endeavor. We weren't mad at his ass for leaving the game, especially if that nigga stayed deep with hoes. We was glad to support his motherfucking ass, to keep his fucking ass from coming back and getting in the motherfucking way. This nigga come back in the game, he gonna start catching hoes. So we got to support this nigga. I'm really serious. That shit was, maybe you didn't get it, but that shit was funny to me. But I'm very serious. Just because that motherfucker charged us to eat at his restaurant or come in his club, that wasn't no motherfucking reason, you know, to think he was trying to pimp on us. As long as that nigga didn't come back out in the street. I'm laughing, but it really disgusts me. It really disgusts me to be involved in a thread where niggas are motherfucking mad. 202, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? It's John Henry.
This is John Henry.
I was listening.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was listening to what you just said about the old timer being on the sidelines and the people in the game wanting to keep him there and supporting his business, right? Because you didn't want him in the way, right? And I was questioning why there hasn't been an influx of individuals signing up for Sidewalk University, you know, because we all need it.
Jonathan, you in the group, you know, and you getting what you know, really was looking for. And you saying to yourself, man, why ain't more motherfuckers doing this shit? It's a lot of reasons why, man. Half these motherfuckers think, I think, they hoes.
That's because they ain't got no fathers, man.
But they ain't going to get the product because if they get it, they going to think I pimped on them.
That's retarded.
So listen, man. Don't worry about that shit, Jonathan. Just see it. See that shit and then appreciate who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same bullshit they see, you seen.
Mm-hmm.
But you also seen whatever you seen to make you make a move.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you made the move, until not as much doubt as was there in the beginning, you see how much has been cleared up and what you actually have learned. You're wondering, what the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers? Why ain't this nigga got so many students that he can't teach them? And
yeah,
it's because
exactly.
they don't have no confidence in what they think. They believe, well, hey, Jonathan, think of this. Did Trump lose the fucking election or not?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, wait. There's a gang of motherfuckers that do not believe he lost.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying the same thing with me, man. There's a gang of motherfuckers that believe whatever they believe that make them not want to fuck with me. But that's why I roll like I roll. Because if I also was saying how when you get a bunch of motherfuckers fucking with something, it fucks it up. That's because that bunch of motherfuckers...
It dilutes it, yeah, because what you say, you call it water
it
down.
They had an easy path in. They had an easy path in. See, no, I talk so much shit, only the real motherfucker want to fuck with me. Everybody else, they going to think all that shit, you know, you wondering, well, what the fuck is wrong with them? Why ain't they jumping on this? Because they ain't deserving.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I think, man. You know, to keep me from tripping. Fuck all
yeah, but that's interesting, though. That's interesting, though, because even in the process, I've seen people start but then just not show up. I don't see how it's so difficult to look at yourself that you just run.
Jonathan, you know initially you wasn't fully looking at yourself.
True.
But you sharp. I mean, you sharp, man, and you wasn't looking at yourself. So you can't say you don't see how they don't look at themselves. It's very easy.
It is. You're right.
The only way you're going to see it is if you fuck with somebody like me that's on the outside that can see past what the fuck you think and people think they're delivering in the conversation. Otherwise,
and I want
you know me, man, I listen to how you sound. I listen to what you say. I listen to the words. I listen to all that to determine what the fuck value what you're saying has. And then when I agree or disagree, I point it out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so you can learn what I'm seeing. Because it ain't about being me. It's about learning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do, Jonathan.
Jonathan,
whatever you do, do not start giving up what you didn't learn.
Yeah, for sure. I want you to put
no,
me back
I'm talking about
you,
over the
so
air. I'm talking about over the air talking to me right now. Don't start detailing anything about
no, never, 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 never. What I actually wanted to accomplish, I've accomplished in this call. So after I say what I say, I would like for you to just put me back in the queue so I can listen, right, from my phone instead of watching it on YouTube. I like this experience a lot better where I can interact.
Go ahead.
But I want to say this. Those that are listening, you have heard how he has described me, and I have changed. You've heard him even give me a compliment. He don't even do that, right? So I want you to put me back in the queue, Professor, but I'm a student of SWU. You want to get the different side of Rosebud? You want to get the different side of Rosebud? You come to SWU, and you'll learn about yourself and about interacting with people. Put me in the queue, bud.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that call, man. Yeah, his student. Fuck no, I didn't tell him to call. But I make sure I tell every one of my students, you guys listen, it's going to be hella things that you're going to see that you couldn't see before because now you're getting game and you're able to hear shit that's not actually being spoken. You're able to feel shit. You're able to believe in who and what you think. That's what Sidewalk Universities do. I don't, you know, want you to be like me unless it's about, you know, being brave enough to say what's on your mind. Or being brave enough to believe what the fuck you think. Because that's my thing. I'm not, I mean, I don't want clone Rosebuds. I would imagine that that would be kind of impressive. But fuck that. I don't want clone Rosebuds. I want original, whoever, original Jonathan Gentry. I want original motherfuckers, whoever the fuck they are. And you can't be that faking, you know. Now, what I'm saying is this. To me, I'm very serious, and I don't care if somebody charged me that was in the game. Because most people in the game, they know that because of the life people in the game live, to fuck with them, you give them shit free. You just do. So, you know, some motherfucker in the game that's charging me for his restaurant or whatever, I don't think he's stepping out of bounds. I think I'd be stepping out of bounds to try to get that motherfucker to serve me and every other nigga he know, you know, from the streets for free. But what I'm really saying is people wouldn't have to spend a dime in this nigga's club, I mean restaurant. They could come in there and let's say he got a free cup of coffee. They come there, sit there, and drink a free cup of coffee, and blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is they don't have to spend one red cent if they don't want to. And most joints ran by motherfuckers like me, if you don't want to spend no money, you know, you ain't got to. We going to try to rush you out of there. So what I'm saying is motherfuckers, you know, would rather say I'm a game hater. Because what I'm saying is if I see that in you, I'm busting you. Man, I don't give a fuck how many hoes, excuse me, I don't give a fuck how many hoes you got. I don't give a fuck. What you, I'm just getting, see, I get to hear it. When the shit is important to me, I'm telling you something. If you see me heat cupping, it's fucking important to me. This is more important than, not more important, but it has more importance than anything I've been saying. So, I've never known an era of man where there was so many no woman. They ain't got no woman. I mean, all the motherfuckers, they don't have a woman. I just haven't said, I hear you guys be talking about whatever, or I used to hear it on Facebook, but I don't fuck with Facebook no more. I didn't outgrow it. You know, if I'm fucking with Facebook, you just get a certain kind of person. Fuck them. I don't want them. I want motherfuckers in the world, in the real life that fuck with me. Like I say, I hear you motherfuckers talking about, you know, different shit involving broads. In the next second, first you're talking about shit involving broads, then you're screaming how much of a motherfucker you are. Real motherfuckers. Respect motherfuckers return from the game and doing something else. real motherfuckers understand that's how you supposed to roll. You supposed to do what you do so you can come up so that when you get older, you ain't got to do. That's how we roll. So that's the thing about me. My only rival in my life are my thoughts. They're the only things that can make me change direction, especially after I've decided to do something. Now, when you think about a rival, you would like to make him kind of a super being. Got to be a super motherfucker to be my rival. But, well, at least you like to think like this. You got to thank the motherfucker someone capable of achieving magnificent feats. But my rival is greater than that. My rival in my life is the thoughts of not doing enough to get what I want. Most of the time when I was, especially when I was a young man, but most of the time I just ride alone. And back then I didn't have, and nor did I want, a team of motherfuckers in my car, all believing the same goddamn shit, riding, co-signing what each other say. The reason I like Hollywood and Delano was because some of the shit I said, he didn't agree with. And we'd have that whatever discussion. And I would always learn. I'm saying even Shantae. But initially, you know what, you know, the pimping brought us together, but what made us tight was how much differences we had. We had a lot of fucking differences. Me and Shantae, me and Hollywood Delano. And Hollywood Delano and Shantae probably had that many differences. Although that's one thing I wish I could have got to do. Fuck with them two niggas together. Hollywood Delano was fucking Shantae motherfucking partner. And guess what? They was the same height. So, what I'm saying is, listen, folks, really, 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 listen, let's get serious. I'm serious. Let's get back serious. See, I didn't have, nor did I want, a team of motherfuckers in my car. I'd ride and I'd think of, you know, things I wanted to accomplish, you know, what was available to me, you know, what I was starting to see, you know, and I would just start thinking about how to do it, how to get it. You know, there's gigantic rewards that's waiting for you if your motherfucking ass are committed to getting what's deserved or what you've earned. The benefit of being disciplined in the way that I'm speaking, I show immediately, which, back again, you internet motherfuckers, you want shit right now. The progress in gaining your confidence, that's not going to occur overnight. You can have an epiphany that lets you start going further forward or forward quicker. So the one thing I've noticed that you, most of you, haven't done that you should do, and that's commit to what it is you're about. Oh, yeah, that's right. It could be pimping. It could be a man. It could be whatever the fuck. But you guys can't commit. You can't commit because it might interfere with your rap career or your modeling career. The greatest determining factor in your success as a motherfucker is your commitment to being a motherfucker. Only in this computer generation do you find motherfuckers claiming, pimping, and rapping at the same time. Only in this computer world do you have motherfuckers that's doing shit, getting money, then want to pretend to be doing something else so that they can pretend to be a CEO of whatever corporation. But, I'm saying, you just don't want to accept what you're doing. Well, I'm saying, fellas, these guys that I knew pretty Willie, motherfucker. Okay, yeah, gorgeous, great. Just motherfuckers I knew that bought shit from this game to be a square. I just, you know, I was trying to be like them. I didn't take their path. But their ultimate goal was to live off what they know and what they learned in this motherfucking game. That's where I'm at. You don't want to accept it, but you're the one who needs to choose. Not that goddamn bitch. Oh, hey, you guys, let me see. No more questions on Kastream or all this goddamn shit. God, Jesus. Okay. So I'm going to take it, the product. Too fucking expensive. That's why nobody buy the shit. Hey, John G. John G said, John G says, the product too fucking expensive. That's why nobody, well, he must have meant buy the shit. Simple. We not stupid. Hey, John G, don't buy it, man. I'm with you, man. Don't buy this shit. Because you stupid if you think don't nobody buy this shit. How the fuck am I living? I ain't had no job and I ain't got no retirement. How the fuck am I living, John G? This is what I'm talking about, stupidity. You know, people don't care that they're being stupid. They just be stupid. They don't care how easy it is to see that they're stupid. So, John G., I love you, man. Without people like you, I never would have been a motherfucker. One thou alpha. How to be disciplined and motivated, even if your family members don't believe in you. Bro, my question to you. One, what's his name? One Dow Alpha. My question to you, which is why I know you full of shit too. Just listen before you get mad at me for saying that. But what I'm saying is this. How are you even grown if you need your family members to believe in you? I'm curious. I really would like to know, how the fuck do you think you are even qualified to be a man and you need your family's approval? Fire Black, like equals dollars on YouTube. Y'all niggas is petty game, bitch. Okay, I don't know, man, what you saying, but that sounded like it was real shit. Why it ain't but 26 likes on this shit with this 60 niggas. Hey, Fire Black. However you gonna identify yourself to me, do it, man, so I can hit you with parts 1 and 2. I see, you guys see on there calling in, you know, but game. I like game, man. It don't have to be some shit positive about me. But that was what do you need for her for? You need Dude never fucked that fish before. Come on, you motherfuckers. Hey, listen. The dope.
Yo, bud.
Huh?
Yo, I just want to let you know, man.
Oh, I got 502. Hey, 502. Hold on. You'll be on in a minute. Go ahead, 678.
No, I'll let you know, man. I just shot you that email, man, so I'm going to let you know.
All right, man. God damn it. I don't need to know that shit. You know I'm going to check my email. 502,
right, what's up? Uncle Bud, what's up?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Man, it's Drew Payne calling from Louisville, Kentucky, man. How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. I don't know. I started, first of all, I want to say it was a blessing for me to stumble across your program on YouTube. And the point reason why I'm saying this is because I knew I needed game. I knew I needed some type of a male mentor because I never had that. You know what I'm saying? And the first time I called in about, you know, Shantae's game pieces, and he was like, well, you know, tell me what's going on. I just kept saying, you know, just hit the email. And then you just busted me out, and he was like, nigga, you a punk. And I was like, damn, why would you say that like that? But you was right, though. You know what I'm saying? I had to sit back and reevaluate myself, you know, and I don't feel like I'm a punk completely out of way, but I got punk ways. I got punk shit I got to get rid of, OG. You know what I'm saying?
What's your question, man?
I don't have no question, man. I just wanted to call and say that shit.
Hey, listen. If you ain't got no motherfucking question, this is the advice. Bring your ass to Sidewalk University. I got fucking a payment plan. You know, I love Shantae, man, but I don't want to hear what the fuck you got to say about his shit. My shit is my shit.
Right.
His shit is his shit. Like, I kind of told you that. I kind of remember talking to you, too. But what I'm saying is what you need to do is quit tripping and commit to yourself and spend whatever you got as far as the doggone payment plan and learn this shit, man. Listen to me, bro. You know, when you mention my partner, I'm trying to motherfucking, you know, go with what you're saying. But what I'm also doing is I'm being me. And I'm hearing bullshit, punk-ass shit in you, what you're saying. And when I said that, it might have shocked you. But when you heard that, you start wondering if it was real, and you end up seeing it. So what I'm saying, bro, don't that show you something?
Yes, sir. It did.
Well, man, hook up with me. April 1st, the new semester start. Just hit me. Don't make me quote nothing, because I'm going to quote the highest. Hit me on the email so we can talk personally. Who knows what the fuck I might say, man?
Okay. Thank you, Uncle Bud.
You know it, bro. Be cool.
You too.
So, all you guys that I actually love. I mean, all you motherfuckers is cool with me. But I hope I said something to dude that I really like the way he just said. What the fuck is it? 60 motherfuckers and those only whatever lights. I personally, I'm not a social media type dude because I don't give a fuck if you like me or if you post likes or, I mean, of course, when I, you know, look at it and say, you got 7 million likes. Oh, man, that's great. But when they say you have 14 likes, I don't say, oh, shit. I mean, shit, I'll trip like that, man. You know, so what I want is for people to get what I'm doing. And what I'm doing, in my mind, is I'm separating the bullshit from the real. Because I believe since the internet and shit, most of you guys have adopted bullshit to believe in. And I want to help. Fuck with me if you want to fuck with me. I'm gone.